As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts and show me the law and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, June the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always news, hard to say good news, but news, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions too, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on to bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's one L. CenturyTel.net. BVL host, like Become Vocal Local. Send me those emails if you'd like to bring something to my attention. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, small town America, folks, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, the postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to all your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals traverse a narrow trading band going into summer as crude oil rises. Solar wind subsidies curbed, hogs down, corn up, and trash in the jet fuel. We'll talk about that, too. Part two, perhaps, state versus government, for sure. We're going there. And if we have time later in the broadcast, we'll go back in and close out a little bit more on this comprehensive planning and zoning that we started earlier. Anyway, let's go into our market report for this morning after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where we found gold trading up $1.10. At $1,538.70 a troy ounce. Silver up 26 cents at $37.06. Platinum up $8 at $1,829. And palladium up $8 as well. Big moves in platinum and palladium here. $8 at $810 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band. $1,532.20 for a low, $1,541.50 for a high, $9 spread there. But at $1,538.70, your gold is up year to year for a $305 return on your investment at 24.73% year-on-year gain. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the LBMA.org, that's their website. You can go look it out and check it out for yourself. They fixed the price, set the price at $1,534 an ounce. We've been trading a little bit below that this morning and then just popped up again above it. The SPDR gold shares overnight dropped 1.3 metric tons of their electronically held gold and silver. Gold. This is the GLD. They're down at 1,211.57 metric tons, ostensibly, in their electronic trader chest valued on State Street at $59.9 billion. Yesterday, not much good news in the stocks and equities. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 22 at 12,049. The NASDAQ was down. The S&P was down. Crude oil is up. USD, well, you get the idea. We'll cover it all in a moment. Stay tuned.
We're Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Boy, what a flood of email I got yesterday. Really, really, thank you very much for all of those emails. I'm still working my way through some of this material. I mean, I could go on and read for hours and hours and hours and hours and not even bother going to bed at night. But anyway, we're back right here on our Thursday, June the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can find all of our archives neatly set away for you right there on the homepage. Just click on the archives link for the broadcast, and away you go. A couple of years' worth of shows that you can go back and listen to at your convenience. Whenever your hands are busy and your mind is free, there's always time to learn. So if you're out driving, tootling around the car, load it into a thumb drive, plug it into the stereo, and enjoy BVL on the road. Anyway, let's go back into our market report for this morning. After trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for the benefit of those who are away at the top of the hour news and weather break, gold up to $1.10 at $1,538.70, silver up 26 cents at $3,706, platinum up $8 at $1,829. Palladium up $8. Good day on the metals this morning, $810 in palladium. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday off and closing at 12,049, down 22. The NASDAQ was off 26 at 26.75. The S&P 500 closed down 5 at 12.80. Crude oil this morning up 44 cents, $101.18 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index pairs off about 5 basis points at 73.86. Of course, the impact on the foreign exchange rates is obvious. This morning, the Canadian loonie at $1.02. The Mexican peso, 9 cents apiece. Your multiplier there is 11.8309. So if you're taking a trip or planning a trip south of the Rio Grande, you'll be getting your Mexican pesos, 11.8309 pesos per dollar. And you can fill up your peso pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 20 basis points at $1.45. The British pound down 7 basis points at $1.64. The Swiss franc moves back just a bit from where it was yesterday, moving down 64 basis points, and now again at $1.19 U.S., but a very strong position for that Swiss franc against the U.S. dollar in the foreign exchange rate market. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year is at 0.40%. The 10-year is at 2.94. These are all real low numbers, folks. And the 30 is at 4.18. The London Interbank overnight rate, the one-month rate this morning, if you've been watching this over the past year, this morning is at 0.19%. A year ago, it was 0.35%. So while they're raping you for interest rates, they're borrowing amongst themselves at damn near nothing. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, moves down from 3.83% a month ago to 3.64% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.61 to 4.46. So we see this continuing trend of lower and lower and lower real estate mortgage, fixed-rate mortgages, trying to entice people, I'm sure, into the mortgage marketplace. And, you know, if you don't have to borrow money, don't do it. You know, never be a borrower and lender be, is what he says. Anyway, the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, 41.50 ounces of silver, brings you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's jump into the economic calendar, Econo Day. The interesting little stuff going on here. Quarterly survey, services survey, they say the information sector revenue totaled $282.7 billion in the first quarter, up 5% from the fourth quarter and up 3.3% from the first quarter. So if you happen to be in the IT area, things are looking pretty good. Everything else, not so good. EIA Petroleum Status Report, this is the Energy Information Administration report on oil and refineries and distillates and stuff like that. Here's the report. Things are not looking too good. They had they had hoped for 2.9 million barrels, but they lost 4.8 million barrels. Here's the little highlight. A drop in imports drew down commercial oil inventories by a very steep 4.8 million barrels in the June 3rd week. So they've been, you know, like I've been saying for months, you know, we're just completely awash in oil, and yet, of course, the price of oil keeps going up ostensibly. Wow. Anyway, so they had far less oil imported coming in. And let's continue. Again, I'll just restart over again. A drop in imports drew down commercial oil inventories by a very steep 4.8 million barrels in the June 3rd week to 369 million for the steepest draw of the year. Imports of oil fell to 8.6 million barrels per day versus an unusually high 9.5 million in the prior week. They're bringing in more, but people are just not able to buy this product, and so their inventory just stacks up. The product side is a different story and shows inventory bills, yeah, you'd think so, as refineries stepped up production, operating at 87.2% of capacity for the highest rate this year. So they're still operating well below their you know, full going capacity, and they're just kind of idling along these plants. Gasoline inventories rose 2.2 million barrels in the week, with distillates, that would be your diesel oil and other products, up 0.8 million. The demand indications remain soft, but do show a plus 0.3% year-on-year rate for gasoline supplied to wholesalers. That doesn't mean that they're selling them. It just means that they're filling up all the gas tanks in your town, too, which is the first positive year-on-year reading since mid-March. Oil prices aren't showing much initial reaction to this report. Why should they? I mean, they have not been following anything even close to supply and demand since we went into Libya. Here's the Beige Book. I may go through the rest of this. Yeah, the Beige Book. Everybody was looking for this yesterday. Well, here it is. The Beige Book, prepared for the June 21st to 22nd Federal Open Market Committee meeting, added to the view that the economy is experiencing a temporary slowing. Well, what the heck did you expect? the beige book, you know. There must be a bunch of architects, you know. Anyway, beige and teal green. Importantly, there are no signs of a sharp deceleration or pending drop in activity. Okay, so we're not going to go off the cliff this week. According to the beige book, some districts, now we're talking about the Federal Reserve banking districts here. There's 12 of them. According to the beige book, some districts reported moderate deceleration in growth. Now, moderate, that's fast. Okay, these guys are slip-sliding away. Moderate, you know, you're going moderately fast as you go off the bridge. You're going off the bridge. Only one district, Dallas, reported an acceleration of growth. So out of the 12, only one was up. All right. Manufacturing activity is still up in 10 of the 12 districts, but slowing in some areas. Parts shortages from Japan. Okay, this is a Fukushima fucking us up really good here. Parts shortages from Japan are one factor behind the softening. Remember that this whole idea that we get parts from here and parts from there and parts from here and parts from here. It's no wonder they don't all work when they get stuck together, but when they stick them all together, you know, they can call it a car. Well, if you can't buy the stereo from Japan to go into the dashboard made in Mexico that's going to get assembled in Hong Kong to be shipped into America in a whatever kind of car, you got to wait the whole program because you just absolutely cannot get that, you know, stereo into that dashboard unless you put it in from behind, and you can't get the dashboard into the car unless you drop it down before you put in the windshield. So, anyway, more of that right after this.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, boring into this a little bit further in the boring newsy news section of the broadcast, looking at this Econo Day calendar, you know, this is a place where a lot of the news articles that you'll hear for the rest of the day find their basic material, and then they fill it all in with, you know, human interest stories and other details. But this is basically the material. That's why I go here instead of the other articles. But anyway, consumer spending was mixed with most districts. Again, we're talking about the Federal Reserve banking districts. The 12 districts, you know, regionalization and all of that nonsense. Consumer spending was mixed with most districts, including steady to, indicating steady to moderate increasing activity. Right? People pacing back and forth, up and down in front of the unemployment offices, no doubt, getting their food stamps. Elevated food and energy prices, as well as unfavorable weather in some parts of the country. Yeah, that's right, like Joplin, Missouri, where they just wiped the town out. Anyway, we're said to be weighing on consumers' propensity to spend. God, love you. They want us to spend. Go out to the shopping malls, folks. Auto sales were mixed but fairly robust in most of the country. What does that mean? Auto sales were mixed but fairly robust. Wow. Anyway, though some slowing was noted in the northeastern regions, widespread supply disruptions, primarily related to the disaster in Japan, were reported to have substantially reduced the flow of new automobiles into dealers' inventories. Anyway, as was not a surprise, residential construction and real estate remained quite weak. Get the paddles out, folks. The real estate market is dead. However, the rental component has picked up strength. People are looking for a place to rent. They ain't going to touch these mortgages. Not a chance. Commercial and industrial real estate markets have generally been steady since the last report. Well, what's steady? If it's at zero and it doesn't change, you could say it's steady. Anyway, though there have been scattered signs of a pickup. You know, or they just misspoke. They've been have a pickup going out, getting all the scattered for sale signs up. Anyway, for the good news, most districts indicated that labor markets continue to improve gradually. Wage growth is rising modestly. Also, financial conditions are headed in the right direction, with loan demand mixed to slightly improve. So I guess the more people borrow, that's supposed to be good for the marketplace. Tells me that people don't have any money. Anyway, honey, let's go on. International trade, all right, a minus $43.7 billion here. They were looking for a consensus between a minus 51 and a minus 46, and they came in less. The trade deficit shrank more than expected in April, largely on a dip in oil prices. The April trade gap shrank to $43.7 billion from a revised $46.8 billion. The improvement in the trade deficit was led by the petroleum gap, which narrowed to $26.1 billion. So in order to bump these numbers up, make things look good, we just imported less oil because we had more oil that we could use. The refineries are at 87% and so on and so forth, right? Looking at the end-use categories for goods, exports increased 1.6%, while imports dipped 0.5%. So the stores are all full. They got all the cheap Chinese plastic crap they can bring into America. The Dollar Generals are to the rafters. The Walmarts are to the ceilings, and the Lowe's are completely stocked. Anyway, so there's no reason to import when you got all you need. The decline in goods imports was led by a $2.8 billion drop in auto exports, with the industrial supplies falling $1.5 billion. I guess we weren't able to market any of Dow Chemical's Mr. Clean industrial cleaner. Consumer goods Imports rose by 2.1 billion. Capital goods ex autos increased 0.6 billion. On foods, feeds, and beverages advanced 0.4 billion. On a not seasonally adjusted basis, then they go on and list the figures. But with China, we had a 21.6 billion trade deficit, it looks like. The latest trade number here is technically favorable in gross domestic product accounting, but toward GDP. But part of the improvement likely was due to lower imports from Japan. So they're busted up, flat, broken, trying to figure out how to live, and we're not bringing anything in from Japan. That way we don't have to use radar, or what do they call it, radioactive meters, what are those things? Radiation detectors, to figure out whether you're going to buy that item made in Japan. Here's the next one, jobless claims, all right, this is the big news for today. This is the big new Brzezinski for today. Always they look for the jobless claims as being the real driver. Initial jobless claims aren't coming down, but they're stable and at lower levels than they were a month ago. Initial claims came in at 427,000. I've got a black helicopter over my house, right above the skylight up there. Not interesting. Well, if you hear the sound of a rocket whooshing through my skylights, you'll know that this will be the last show. Anyway, continuing claims and data from the May 28th week fell by 71,000 to 3.67 million, with the unemployment rate for insured workers ticking down 1/10 to 2.9%. There are no special factors in this report, which is mildly positive for the economic outlook. It would be nice if claims were under 400,000 as they were in March, but it's the June to May comparison that's most important right now, and this report offers an early indication of improvement. Well, if you can believe all of that, that's that. Let's jump over here, go into the news basket, pick up a couple of these. Corn. God. Corn surge spurring the U.S. hog herd slaughter. I never thought I'd be reporting on hog bellies, but here we go. Corn surge spurring a U.S. hog herd slaughter as wholesale pork prices slump. Man, they're even going after your bacon. Elizabeth Campbell writing this, U.S. hog producers may start to cull the herds. You know what that means, right? Killing off the pigs. As a faltering economic recovery curbs pork demand and tightening corn inventories boost livestock feed prices, curbing animal supplies and increasing costs for the meat packers. Ain't nothing sacred in this country. Since May the 16th, wholesale pork has dropped 9.6% from the highest since at least October of 1997, while corn, the main ingredient in animal feed, and you got to wonder why, but pigs can handle the corn pretty good. Anyway, hog producers are facing record production costs based on current futures prices. Steve Meyer, the president of Paragon Economics, said yesterday at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, here's the quote, I don't think there's any stomach in the industry for expansion, and there may be some contraction. Ron Prestage, whose family's business, Prestage Farms, has 170,000 sows in four states. That's a couple of pigs, folks. He said in an interview at the expo, hog futures may gain as much as 9.5% to $1 a pound by the end of August. So if you want to get hog meat, pig meat, I would recommend you buy it ahead and stock it in your freezer, or you can just get those salt-cured hams and hang them in the cool exterior of your house. Fewer hogs should mean higher hog prices, and my forecast would be that this isn't a wonderful corn crop, and we will start cutting the sow herds this fall and help out hog prices, said Plain, who has studied the industry for three decades. And then it goes on, talks about Tyson, Smithfield, and the other big growers. Food inflation, here's the bottom line. U.S. shoppers may pay as much as 7.5% more for pork this year, more than overall food costs that are projected to jump as much as 4%. So there's that article. There's a lot more in that article for those of you that are in the farming sector. Anyway, meat producers. Lagarde. Lagarde says she agreed with China that the IMF selection must be open, merit-based. Okay, so they conveniently arranged for Dominique Strauss-Kahn to have a tete-a-tete there with some chambermaid, and Lagarde comes into the picture. I don't tell you what a sad and ugly woman this woman is. This woman is about as unpleasant to look at as you can get. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki Guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light System today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki Light, the Verki Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberki.com. That's goberki.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I'm going to back up a little bit here. Instead of going on to the Lagarde article, I went back and checked. I read all of these articles in their entirety in the mornings, folks, to get them in my mind firmly before I bring them to you on the air. And there was a lot more in this corn article than I covered. I jumped away from it a little bit too soon. Let's go into it a little bit more. Again, we're talking about some of the big pork packers, some of the pork producers. But they're all exposed to the price of corn, okay? And the price of corn is going up and up and up and up. And that's largely, because I've got another article, a couple of them I want to talk about biofuels. But largely it's because we're taking so much of the corn and running it into this ethanol program, which then we have to balance out the ethanol proportion and the high price of creating ethanol against the crude oil. And that's what's keeping the gas prices up, in my opinion, all right? So let's go into this. A little U.S. shoppers, again, may pay as much as 7.5% more for pork this year. Tightening grain supplies and increased demand helped send global food prices higher in 9 of the past 11 months. And, of course, you know, you remember from this Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood, basically it's the Albert Einstein Institute in the United States and the CIA doing all that work over there, and they're doing a good job of it. But anyway, they claim that people are PO'd at their governments because of the high cost of food. Well, this is part of it, but you know the Muslims don't eat the pork. Anyway, corn prices have more than doubled in the past year as adverse weather slash crops, global demand increased, and use of the grain in the U.S. to make ethanol climb. all right? Use of the grain in the U.S. to make ethanol climb, all right? And so we understand weather wars. We've got that all firmly in our minds. We all know about HARP and things like that. The ability to modify the weather has been around since the 50s and earlier. And so if you are invested, heavily invested in the green energy, and you want to see the green shoots, and you want to get people off of meat, which is part of Agenda 21, and you want to reduce the population overall, you want to drive up the cost of food in its entirety, diminish the amount of good protein from meat in the diet of all the people, and then introduce them to the genetically modified foods, which you can't sell on the open market. And so this is a very complex issue that they're building here. In the U.S., the planting delays caused by excessive rain last month, and I can tell you from a fact, that's the case, means a lot of uncertainty, said Bob Nielsen, an agronomist at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. Gary Assay, a hog farmer in Osco, Illinois, said some ranchers fear they won't be able to afford the high feed costs again and may have to reduce their herds. Okay, so once again, this is going after the farmers. And you get into the farm, you know, they never report when they talk about the employment indicators. It's always non-farm payrolls because the farmers are basically businessmen, all right? And they don't necessarily work on anything other than, I'm not going to say Keystone because you're sure not going to get a Keystone markup on your beef. You're going to get whatever they pay you when you take your stock to the auction barns. And the buyers will determine how much you're going to get on your hogs and on your beef and on your sheep and things like that. And if you're not making enough of a margin there, you can't afford to feed these animals because it takes a lot of feed. You got to keep pouring it to them. You know, you look around in the country and guys are driving around with, you know, their 3/4 and 1-ton pickup trucks loaded up with feed sacks. And they're just taking their money out of their pocket and then go pouring it into the mouths of a bunch of hogs. And they better make money at the end of the year or they're in trouble. Decisions on liquidating herds may be made from August to December as the size of the corn crop emerges. And the cuts probably won't occur until early next year. Now, what happens if you have a substantial reduction in the size of the feeder hogs and the cattle? You start cutting back on that, then that reduces the demand for corn. But more corn is coming into the market. That means there's more corn to go into ethanol. It costs more money to make ethanol out of the corn than it does to get gas out of a distillery. So we just watch the price of gasoline go up as we subsidize the ethanol and the overplus in the corn. It's just a nasty cycle. Anyway, there is that article. Let's go over here to Lagarde. Again, French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde, this woman, she's worse looking than Janet Napolitano. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. Says she agrees and with leading developing countries that the selection of the next managing director of the International Monetary Fund, that's your IMF, should be transparent and based on merit. All right? Should be transparent. Well, I don't know how transparent we're going to get. And merit, that's to be questioned. Speaking after the meetings with Chinese leaders in Beijing to press her candidacy for the post, Lagarde, so she's out stumping, okay? Lagarde said selecting the first woman to head the Washington-based agency would help improve the institution's commitment to diversity. So we've got Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, and we've got Hillary Rodham Clinton. You got Lagarde here. You know, all the women at the top posts here, all around the world. And it's coming on us and at us more rapidly, but not in Asia. China, India, and Brazil are among emerging economies that have demanded an end to the six-decade-old custom where the top job at the IMF goes to a European with an American taking the deputy position. The IMF does not belong to anybody. Here's the quote. It belongs to the 187 members of the fund. Now, isn't that just funny? In the first part of the sentence, separated by a comma only, it doesn't belong to anybody, but then she immediately turns around and says, it belongs to the 187 members of the fund, so I guess it does belong to somebody there, Christine. Anyway, she told those reporters in Beijing, quote, management of the fund does not belong to any particular nation or region, close quote. The process should be open and, quote, only based on the merits of the candidate. Well, how novel, merits. Lagarde is trying to turn away attention from her nationality by focusing on her track record. So even if they brought in Lagarde, it still doesn't satisfy China, India, and Brazil. We're trying to say, hey, you know, let's break up this hegemony, this stranglehold that Europe and America have on the International Monetary Fund. Of course, we created this fund. And then she continues, if I was elected managing director, it would also be a signal of diversity. My professional experience in the private sector and as chairman of the largest international law firm, well, that doesn't spell well for her, as well as dealing with very sizable egos, with good training for the job, greater inclusiveness, and it just goes on, it gets pukier as you go. I'll let you read the story. It's up on Bloomberg, Lagarde. Japan power cuts to spread as safety concerns delay the restarting of the reactors. This is an interesting story, and continuing this Daiichi problem for TEPCO. Power cuts, this is new news, Yearly Humber and Yuji Okada are writing this for Bloomberg. Power cuts will hit Kansai, Japan's second largest industrial region, as early as this month as restarts of nuclear plants may be delayed. But understand, the idea is to transition us away from power consumption. This is what all this global warming, cap and trade, carbon exchange, all that is about. What they want us to do, I guess, is to just get onto the rickshaws, you know, and go back to burros and donkeys and, you know, light our homes with tallow candles. Anyway, a delay in starting the reactors shut for maintenance could mean that Kansai Electric Power Company's clients will be asked to cut power use by 10% this summer. So in the middle of the summer, for cooling purposes, you're supposed to cut 10%, and then they'll probably ask for a 10% cut in the wintertime when you need it for heating, all right? Kind of weird, but it's as if, you know, they couldn't deal with the down that they have right now out of TEPCO's Daiichi system. Now they're over here in another power company cutting back their power by 10%. This is going to be the smart meters. You'll find it in a town near you in not altogether too long. Since the March 11 earthquake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear station, now there's a lot of people out there that say that this station was crippled before that. And as the report we read the other day, you know, where was the earthquake? Where's the damage to the earthquake? We all saw the tsunami come in. But how about the damage caused by an earthquake of that magnitude? Didn't see it, at least not in all the photographs. Mandatory maintenance every 13 months would also mean that just 14 of the nation's 54 nuclear reactors may be operating in August. So if they step up their maintenance schedule, fewer and fewer reactors will be online, electricity costs will go up and up and up, and that's just the way we're going into the 21st century. ID-only shopping encourages Walmart in India, where the retail is off limits. Now, you know, I've talked about this in the past as regards to the idea of don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. When you start thinking about mom and pops, this article spells it right out for us. Malvika Sharma, writing this yesterday afternoon for Bloomberg, Walmart Stores Inc. is blocked from opening retail outlets in India. An interesting story, pay attention now, is reaching consumers in the world's second most populous nation by supplying their stores and restaurants. So what is Walmart going to do? Walmart is stepping in as a wholesaler behind the mom-and-pop retail system that India runs on. The world's biggest retailer and rivals, including Carrefour SA and Metro AG, can't sell more than one brand under one roof in India. Can you imagine having to live under that kind of regulation? Every store can have no more, I guess, than one brand. So think of the trouble for the shopper, the consumer, having to go from store to store to store to store to store, you know, to do your grocery shopping. Could you believe it, folks? No more than one brand under one roof? Wow. We'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Now, if you think Walmart wiped out all the small businesses in your town, wait until you get the rest of this article in your mind. Setting up such businesses, once again, we're talking about Walmart here. Setting up such businesses will help overseas companies prepare for when India relaxes its rules on retailing, which may happen by April of 2012, according to junior trade minister, and I won't even try his name, I guess it's Sindhia is his last name. Retail sales in Asia's third largest economy may grow to $785 billion in 2015 from $396 billion in 2011 if the restrictions are eased next year, according to a report by the Business Monitor International. Quote, we're filling a gap. They'll come next. They always come right along with Walmart, you know. There's Walmart, there's Gap, there's the fish and chips joint, and so on. We're filling a gap in the country, which has existed for several years now, Raj Jain, the chief executive officer of Bharti Walmart, said in an interview, wholesaling in India could be, quote-unquote, gigantic, and the venture will stay in the business even if retailing rules are relaxed, he said. Shoppers at Walmart stores in Zirakpur in India's northern Punjab state said they're drawn by the low prices and convenience. Oh, my gosh. That sounds familiar, right? Falling prices. Yeah. They can only enter the store by showing ID cards that require documents proving they own a store or a restaurant. So this is kind of like your Sam's Club buyers, you know, deal. They have to have an ID card that shows that they have a store or a restaurant, all right? So you can't just go into any store, I guess, in India where they have a large enough variety or offering of products. You can only go into a store that carries one brand under one roof. Well, here's a little bit of a story. the Isles for Forklifts, Panjak or Pankaj Goel, 36, said he makes a 10-kilometer, a 6-mile trip to the store daily to buy supplies for his restaurant, Food Max. Food Max. That's his restaurant, Food Max. Quote, I find all the supplies I need here so I can do all my shopping in one place, he said, as he piled up cucumbers, mushrooms, and lemons into two carts being pushed by the store staff. By store staff. See, Walmart's marketing model works globally. You know, you ever try and find somebody to help you in most big box stores? Hard to do. It's cheaper than buying from the market, he says, all right? Cheaper from buying from the market. So all the people that he used to buy from the quote-unquote market are not going to get his business. He's piling up cucumbers and mushrooms and lemons into two carts being pushed by store staff. The 55,000 square foot, that's no small place, 55,000, there's 5,280 square feet in a mile. What? No, that's not square feet. Well, that's not right. Anyway, 55,000 square feet. It's bigger than your place, bigger than my garage. Anyway, Walmart in Zorakhpur resembles a warehouse with high ceilings and aisles wide enough to accommodate forklifts. So it's kind of like Sam's Club. Labels list wholesale and retail prices as well as the difference, in case they don't know how to do math, I suppose, to show customers how much they can make when they sell the products on to their consumers. So Walmart here is setting the prices, showing the suggested retail prices. Zorakhpur outlet adds 15 to 20 more every day. Yogesh Kamur is its general manager, and they already have as many as 180,000 customers in India, according to Jane. Larger than anticipated, Bharti Walmart opened its first store in India in 2009. It has 6 wholesale outlets. Plans to increase that to 18 by the end of the year, spending as much as $75 million on the expansion. As many as 12 more outlets may be added in 2012. Sound familiar? How rapidly Sam Walton was able to spread his Walmart stores across America and around the world. We're accelerating our program because we think we can get larger scale here than we had originally anticipated. Even if retail opens, I cannot see us not doing our wholesale business because the opportunity is huge. So you own a mom and pop, okay? And everybody says, oh, you ought to, you know, support the mom and pop. But where does the mom and pop go to get their materials? They go right to the big box stores. They go to the Sam's Club. What you really get the opportunity to do by buying and shopping at mom and pop stores, you get the opportunity to buy products that are at, near, or beyond their expiration date, and usually 10, 15, or 20% higher than you could get them over at Walmart. All right? Doesn't really save you much. Doesn't really do you any good. And it sure as the devil isn't going to impact Walmart. Anyway, Reliance Retail, wholesale stores boost product distribution in remote areas. Who based in Bangalore, about 5 million stores are outside the district coverage or the direct coverage of large consumer goods players. And it just continues. So there's more to that story, but they're going to change the rules. They're trying to get the rules changed in India and allow the East Indians to buy more than one product under the roof of one shop. And if that happens, well, mom and pop business in India is going to go the way of the Brahmin cow, probably. Black Power, this is a rather interesting one. Everybody get out your hair picks. Black Power wanes amid a rising Hispanic economic clout in the U.S. Tim Jones writing this one for Bloomberg. U.S. Representatives Danny Davis sits in his West Side, this is Chicago, West Side Congressional Office, long ago the headquarters of Sears and Roebuck Company, and watches Black Chicago slip away. Black Chicago slip away. The third largest U.S. city lost 17% of its black population, 181,000 people in the past decade, according to the Census Bureau. In their place, you notice now, this is lowercase b, black, right? In their place, capital H, Hispanics, gained 25,000 or 3.3% to explain the seismic shift. Those numbers represent an economic and political powers. Davis drew on the words of the Chicago blues legend Buddy Guy. Quote, while you're stepping out, somebody else is stepping in. Yo, man. Oh, you gotta love Buddy Guy. While you stepping out, somebody else is stepping in. Said Davis, an 8-term congressman and pillar of Chicago's lowercase b black political establishment. In the city that drew waves of lowercase b blacks during the great migration of the early 20th century, their descendants barely remain the largest racial or ethnic group at 32.4%. Blacks earn less and are more likely to live in poverty than capital H Hispanics, who make up almost 30% of the Chicago, a city of 2.7 million, that lost 6.9% of its population since 2000. The reversal of fortunes for the two groups is echoed nationwide, where lowercase b blacks have fallen to 12.6% of the total U.S. population of 308.7 million, and capital H Hispanics have risen to 16.3%. Capital H Hispanics are also outpacing lowercase b blacks economically. Their median household income rose 21.6% in the decade to $40,946, compared with $34,445 for the lowercase b blacks. What are we talking about in all of this? This is this shift in status, all right, where the lowercase b black gave up their capital N Negro when they went to the Equal Rights Amendment. What is it, Title 42, USC, 1981? Civil rights. Yeah, they gave up their status. They gave up their capital N protected status there, Negro status, and they went over to lowercase b black. And when they did that, and that was not by an accident, it happened intentionally, they joined the lowercase w white as more of the common slave, subject to all the same penalties, taxes, and exactions of every kind. Anyway, as Hal Anthony has taught us to say. And it's very important, because when they gave up their capital N Negro status and accepted the lowercase b black, they gave way, they gave place to the capital H Hispanic and the capital N Latino. And so for now and for the foreseeable future, the capital H Hispanic and the capital L Latino are replacing the lowercase b black as the preferred minority in America. Supermajority lost. Black lawmakers in Illinois and other states have managed to hold on to most legislative and congressional districts by giving up their supermajority numbers. The proportion of blacks in Davis District will drop to more than 50% from 65%, according to a map approved by the Illinois General Assembly. So you can watch La Raza push the black out of Illinois relatively soon. Well, there's no place to divide us anymore. And unfortunately, it's that spirit of division that's really the problem here, all right? All of these false names. Dimon, Jamie Dimon challenges Bernanke on Wall Street regulations. Not much to this article. We may pick it up, we might not. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection right here at thyroidki.com? Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. anything that you stream. Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
I'll try to pack as much news into the last hour as we could. We're now in the second hour of today's broadcast. I'm going to jump over this Jamie Dimon thing. This is basically, you've probably heard about it already, the Jamie Dimon challenging Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, Bernanke on the banking regulation costs that have thrown down the gauntlet, as they say in the industry. What a bunch of stuff and nonsense this article is. Here you got the boss, Jamie Dimon, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Barclays, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, you know, own the Fed, basically. All the private bankers, you know, it's privately owned. And they're out here doing a dog and pony theater show for the benefit of the media and the otherwise ignorant humans that live on this, humans and other animals that live in this country. Anyway, this is a dog and pony show, throwing down the gauntlet. What a bunch of nonsense. All right. They've already told Benjamin Shalom precisely what he could do. They told Barney and Frank what they could do with, you know, and still stay alive in this country. They did what they could do. And then the bankers all came in, and we've read this whole slew of articles as they were coming in and out of the door, all their lobbyists in there on the Frank and Dodd bill. Anyway, with all of that, Jamie Dimon, the head of the most profitable U.S. bank, took an unusual step impressing Bernanke in a public forum on June the 7th on whether regulators have gone too far in reining in the U.S. banking system and are slowing down blah, blah, blah progress. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. But down at the bottom of the article, it says this: most bankers operate behind the scenes. That's right, said the federal FBR's Miller. Why did Jamie feel he had to come out public with this? Is he not getting any satisfaction behind the scenes? Because you'd think he'd have access. Well, Federal Reserve Bank of New York, so much for all of that. Let's go to the next article. It's just fluff and nonsense. Here's this one. Biofuel from algae, wood chips, approved for the airlines, the ATA say. Now, be careful. I went out the other day on Saturday to mow my lawn, which I'm forced to do to live in society. And so I'm out there, I'm ready to mow my lawn, and of course the main 5-gallon can of gas that I've been working out of was done, and I went to the next one. Well, that can of gas had been around for most of the winter, and I guess there was some kind of a separation or contamination with the ethanol content in there, and you could notice it. You know, put the gasoline from the new can, the can of older fuel, into the little bush lawnmower. It ran just like a whirring, you know, demon, like it always does, for about a minute and a half. Then it started staggering and misfiring, and I'm going to have to pour all that gas out of there, clean the carburetor, and put it back together again. That's the same problem I had with my truck. Everybody remembers the story about the truck last year when the city was hassling me about that. All right? It's this damned fuel, this corn oil fuel that they're putting off on us, that the engines just can't drink this stuff. And if you're not using fresh and hot every single day, that means all the farmers out there that buy 300, 400, 500 gallons at a time, buy it in the wintertime when the prices are low and use it in the summertime in the farming season when the prices are high, the driving season, all those people, if they're not using some kind of fuel stabilizers and lots of filters, they're just buying themselves mechanical trouble. Anyway, this is not a pleasant article. U.S. safety authorities granted initial approval for biofuel from non-food materials to be blended with traditional jet fuel on commercial flights. Now, listen to me. You think that the TSA is frightening. I'm a little bit more concerned about the trash they're putting in the jet fuel that you're going to be at 40,000 feet and climbing, and it all of a sudden decides to start burping on this ethanol. You know what I mean? Fuel processed from organic waste or non-food materials such as algae or wood chips may comprise as much as 50% of the total fuel burned to power passenger flights. They're trying to kill the airline industry, folks. You might as well just stay at home.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Becoming Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First, you can find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com if you want to jump into the chat room and join the chatters there. Lots of information. Actually, another broadcast is going on there. Lots of good links and tips and conversations. You're missing it if you're not in the chat room. Do jump in there if you have the time and can do it. And again, a big shout out to Radio Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, Real Media, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all broadcasting out to the greater audience today. And if you have a moment, you can jump up on TalkStream Live, click on the Become Vocal Local link there. And of course, if you listen to the player through that TalkStream Live, it helps our ratings. We move up on the list, and the higher we get on the top of the list, the more people might accidentally stumble upon us right here. I'm Become Vocal Local. This article, I'm going to close it out. But basically, it's about biofuel from algae, wood chips, approved for airlines, etc. You know, yeah, you could transition away to hemp oil. You could transition off to water. You can, you know, hydrogen. You could do all kinds of things. You know, but we got We've got millions and millions and millions of automobiles and trucks and chainsaws and lawnmowers and lawn tractors and garden tractors and farm tractors and shredders and leaf blowers and you name it. It's out there. It's all of these were designed to run on a good, clean, powerful, high-test gasoline and unleaded gasolines, all right? So you can easily, you know, like one of the chatters said, you know, just pass a law. Yeah, you always go into Uncle Suck for your remedy, but yeah, you could pass a law and make it, you know, everyone would have to convert. But who's going to pay for all of the conversion? Who's going to pay me for my trucks that I've got out here? Who's going to pay me for all of my equipment, my pumps and generators and everything else that were designed to run on gasoline, not on corn oil, all right? I've got a real basic problem with this. I'm getting just about sick and tired of our state in here messing with our fuel supply. We're absolutely awash in regular gasoline that we can, you know, make right out of the ground, comes right out. If it is abiotic, folks, this is a moot discussion. If the earth continually sweats out more and more and more crude, the whole discussion seems a bit bizarre to me. All right, we've got plenty. If you want to go around in electric cars in your urban environment, fine and dandy. But for the rest of us that live on the other 99 9/10% of the planet, we would certainly like to have access to some good, clean, high-test fuel for once, you know, instead of this halfway there unleaded stuff that my trucks just don't want to run on. Anywho, that's that article. Let's go to the next one and show you how this is going to work. The UK cuts the subsidized solar power rates to stem construction boom, all right? So with all of the media attention that you've been seeing over the last couple of years about solar power and Don Quixote's windmills and all of this, this has all been subsidized by you, the ratepayer. Well, Dorothy, they're backing off on the subsidies. That means your cost of electricity is going to go up, and the companies that are competing for these green technologies are going to be fewer and fewer and fewer. What is sustainable development anyway? It's sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products, all right? And they don't like competition. Rockefeller's proved that. They don't like competition. So eventually there will be one windmill maker, one solar panel maker, one of this, one of that, and so on. Here's the article. Alex Morales and Mark Roska writing this for Bloomberg. The UK cut subsidized rates for electricity from solar panels by as much as 71%, all right? The UK cut subsidized rates for electricity from solar panels by as much as 71%, trying to avoid a proliferation of commercial solar farms. So they're subsidizing this electricity coming from the solar farms as much as 71%. The above market price paid for power from solar panels, known as a feed-in tariff, was cut to 8.5 pence or 14 U.S. cents from 29.3 pence for the largest projects. The Department for Energy and Climate Change said today in an emailed statement, the government also raised prices paid for power generated with anaerobic digestion by as much as 30%. So you've got to be the poster boy in the green energy in order to qualify for the subsidies. And once you start to come up, then they shut the subsidies off. Without action, the scheme, they say, would be overwhelmed. In other words, as they made all of these subsidies available to the manufacturers, everybody was piling into solar. Everybody was piling into wind. Everybody wanted to get on Uncle Suck's teeth and get into that gravy train. Well, like they say, without this action, the scheme would have been overwhelmed. The new tariffs will ensure a sustained growth path for the solar industry while protecting the money for householders, small businesses, and communities, and will also further encourage the uptake of green electricity from anaerobic digestion. So this is just a shift. It's a transference away, and they're going to go to a different form of green energy, and hopefully the people out there on the street, the householders, the small businesses, and the communities will get their electricity at a slightly less price. And that's about one more. One more. Air rules to cost almost $18 billion a year, Coal Group says. Jim Snyder writing this one. Clean air rules proposed by the usurper's administration will cost utilities $17.8 billion annually and raise electricity rates 11.5% on average in 2016, according to an analysis paid for by Coal Industry Group. Now, when they say that it's going to raise the rates by 11.5% in 2016, that's not including the inflation on the money. So your electricity rates, even if they're projecting just a 10% pop in the next, 4 years, could be doubled what they are now. The report, if dollar continues to devalue, the report released today is part of a campaign to delay compliance deadlines in the pending rules, estimates that regulations cutting emissions of mercury, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen oxide would lead to the premature retirements of coal fire power plants that generate 47.8 gigawatts of electricity, about 15% of coal's U.S. production capacity. So basically, we're cutting off our nose to spite our faces one more time. Well, yesterday, just kind of came across this discussion in the encyclopedia, the difference between state and government. Because oftentimes we make this confusion between states and governments. We're always blaming government without realizing that there's a state behind it. And as we found out yesterday, in the 1930s here in the United States, the state was still known as the people. We were the people. Everyone, when you talk about the state, you're talking about the people. We the people, all right, in order to form a more perfect union and all of that. So I went in and took a look at a couple of things we're going to take a look at right now. Went to the dictionary to find out what these terms meant. And when it comes down to government and governing and government, it was rather interesting. But we get the root word here. It is, let me see if I can find it. It's not in this one. It's in an encyclopedia article. I'll come back to that. But let's just go through just one or two. Government. What is to govern, first of all? What is to govern? The idea. This is out of a dictionary, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. I've had this thing for years and years and years. It's a 1971 edition. And I've had it from about that time period. Anyway, what is it to govern? Govern. To control the actions or behaviors of, guide or direct. So, people, you know, governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So in the Declaration, we already talk, we the people. And then, and we talk about man, we talk about the laws of nature, nature's God, but then we talk about governments, and we set those governments up. So we'll talk about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid projection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here is a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so we're back once again looking at the dictionary, going to get to wrap our minds around the term govern and government and how it's all built. To control the actions or the behavior of, to guide or to direct. That's the first sense. It's the strongest sense. It's transitive. To make and administer public policy for a political unit. Exercise sovereign authority in, to control the speed or the magnitude of, or to regulate, to decide, to determine, to keep under control, to restrain, to decide, again, to require, to be in the game, so on. And then it continues. So let's jump away from that. Well, before I do, you got the idea of what govern is all about, right? It speaks directly of control. We've spoken of this in the past, the difference really, in my mind, between freedom and liberty. Between freedom and liberty. Freedom is like no fetters. It's a completely, it's like a boundless, it's like to be the longest held, the most highly, you know, desired aspiration of man. Whereas liberty, even though it has the same root in there, liber means the free, but it's liberty, I like to say it, it's freedom with a tie. It's a tie that binds. But you could think of freedom with a dog collar around its neck, okay? And in a really good society, the dog collar might be very comfortable, made out of well-oiled and tooled English leather. And then you've got this beautiful long leash, okay, and this pretty woman that walks along and takes you to the park so that you can wet in the bushes, you know, like an Afghan hound. At its best, that would be liberty at its highest level. Whereas in other places, it could be a choke chain with barbs on the inside, and you've got a six-foot piece of barbed wire, rusty barbed wire, wrapped around the fence corner someplace, and your entire life is spent in liberty. You have the liberty to live, but you're on a six-foot compass in the corner of a fence row someplace to bark whenever the coyotes come in among the sheep. Liberty. It's not necessarily desirable, but unfortunately, due to the inequality of people, you know, the founders were not obviously talking about the equality of people when they said that all men were created equal. All right? Anyway, they were talking about something else, a little bit more philosophic. A little bit more philosophically radical than just bare bones equality. It doesn't take much of a mind to be able to step out of your door and look around in the universe that the Creator has created to know that there are no two things created equal. That would be to diminish the creativity of the Creator and the incredible power of combinations, if you will. Different ways that you can style a blade of grass. It's still the blade of grass. It's still the same variety, but no two blades of grass appear to be correct or accurately alike, equal. To make and administer public policy for a political unit, exercise sovereign authority. Who is the sovereign? In our original example here, was the people. Now we need to exercise the sovereign authority. How do we exercise the sovereign authority? These are really difficult questions to deal with. Really difficult questions. It's a balancing act. Everybody wants freedom, but we're going to need to understand that until we're all equal, we'll have to suffer along with liberty. But let's continue. Governance, they mention it, the act or the process or the power of governing or government. It's the state of being governed. So we're in a state. Again, status. We talked about the lowercase b, black, the uppercase n, negro, and the capital H, Hispanic. These are all statuses or states. And that's what we spoke of yesterday, state. Right, so you can have a state, and there are the people. Then continuing, government. It's the act or the process of governing an act or the process. This is dynamic. It's not static. The Constitution is static. It should be static. And then it's in the act of doing government, that's where you've got all the statutes and the laws and the precedent and common law, all figures into that. The office, the function, or the authority of one who governs or a governing body. It's office. Remember, we spoke about that yesterday, too. Oficials and office holders. It's not the same as an administrative employee. A system or a policy by which a political unit is governed. It's a system. August Comte, his system of positive polity, positive politics, for instance. Then continuing, a governing body or an organization, an area within a single rule. A government, an area within a single rule, a political unit. So there's more to that. So that's government out of the American heritage. We go over to the Black's Law Dictionary and pick up under state. It's going to look a little bit different here. We'll go to, I'm going to go state first. No. I'm going to go to government first and turn over there. Yeah, all right, I can do that. Now, this is out of Black's Law Dictionary, the revised fourth edition, sent to our library by one of our chatters, 10K Puddles, in the chat room, donated this fine volume to our library for our use. Government, here it is defined in law, Black's Law Dictionary, from the Latin gubernaculum, or gubernaculum, all right? So what does that mean? First of all, when you're dealing with a Latin term, the place you have to find the definition is in usage. Those that spoke Latin didn't leave us their dictionary, all right? You have to be able to go to something that you can find written in Latin and interpret the meaning. And so this is another dictionary in my book, the Cassell's Latin Dictionary, and you look up this word gubernaculum in it, and you come up with this right here. Guberno, gumerto, blah, 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 lots of these gubers, you know, lots of these gubers. Here it is. Gubernaculum. Gubernaculum. It's a noun. It's intransitive as well. Guberno. But what is it in Latin originally? A rudder or a helm. Okay, so we can take away all the vicious, wicked things that we see around us and think of government as a rudder or a helm. From that, you could understand the idea of the ship of state, guiding the ship of state. All right, the government guides that. And who's the state? We're the state, and we're all in this boat together. Let's continue. Then it says it's transference or something like that. I don't remember how to read this article properly. Direction, management, government, especially in the plural of the state. And then it continues and it gives a bunch. But what we're doing is we're using Livy and Cicero to help us define the meaning by quoting in Latin things that they said. And Cicero was talking about the government of a republic, and in more than one places, and so did Livy. And they used Republica and Gubernacula in the same phrase. And so the intent there is that governments and republics go hand in hand. Now, we find that right here. We go back to the dictionary, the Black's Law Dictionary, Black's Fourth. And this, I believe, is a 51. Yes, in 1957. 1968 was the recent printing, the one I have in front of me. And it was first published in 1891, 1910, 1933, 1951, and 1957. I've got the 1968 open in front of me. And here's the definition. From Latin, gubernaculum. It signifies the instrument, the helm, whereby the ship to which the state was compared was guided on its course by the gubernator, the gubernator or the helmsman. And in that view, the government is but an agency of the state. They're an agent or an agency of we the people, the state. Distinguished, as it must be in accurate thought, from its scheme and machinery of government. The scheme, of course, is your constitution or your layout, your plan, your statute. And then you have the machinery that actually does that. So it may have to be broken up into lots of little parts in order to get done what we need to get done. And why do we even study this stuff? We'll find out a little bit more about that on the other side. But if we're going to be that replacement set we're looking for, I think we need to know something about running the ship of state.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
As you back into this discussion about government and about the state versus government, what are they? What do we need to know about them? How does it operate? How was it originally intended to operate? Who stole state? Who became the state when we acquiesced, when we stood down? Someone else has stolen the state. They're running the government. We're not running the government. We have no representation. Ever since the Help America Vote Act of 2001 and earlier, we don't even have the opportunity to access the ballot. At least not at the federal level. I think we still do well at the local level, but I'm not even completely confident of that. But anyway, let's continue. The system of polity in a state, that's the government, that form of fundamental rules and principles, and this is ever so important. You got Jamie Dimon coming out up against Benjamin Shalom Bernanke today. They're peeing and moaning over each other as a stage show for the people about rules and regulations. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. In the rise of statism, here's the state, but this statism is something different. But in the rise of statism, The state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. Return is codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. We dropped the ball. We let the helm, you know, somebody else is running at the helm. Time to get him to walk the plank, I think. Time to put Uncle Sam back in the box. Put him back in his trunk and send him a packing. Anyway, let's continue. It's a system of polity in the state. That form of fundamental rules and principles by which a nation or a state is governed. Would you be surprised that the neo-legal positivists have had to set aside, have decided that they're going to set aside all morality, all issues of morality? They're not going to be able to decide cases based upon moral grounds. Because moral grounds, we could sit and argue and talk about morals forever. They need something more positive than that in this new positivist state that we live in, right? But you wonder why no one is moral in this country? It's because our legal system has changed. The Sanhedrin Council no longer rules on moral questions, all right? That's been sent out to the anteroom outside the narthex. A constitution, either written or unwritten, by which the rights and the duties of citizens and public officers are presented and defined as a monarchical government or republican government, etc. And those definitions come partly from Webster. An empire, kingdom, state, or independent political community, as in the phrase compacts between independent governments. And now here's interesting, the sovereign or supreme power in a state or nation. But we have to emphasize power there, the government. And who is supposed to wield a sovereign or supreme power? The state. The people. It's not the way it's working today. The machinery by which the sovereign power in a state expresses its will and exercises its functions, or the framework of political institutions. Remember, when we're thinking about instruments, and the instrument might be, let's say, a medium of exchange, and we all agree that a medium of exchange is a useful instrument, and so we implement a medium of exchange on which we can all agree, so many grains of silver. And then, once it becomes an instrument, and this is from Peter F. Drucker's book, The Concept of Corporation, he has advanced this rule that once, and I'll just go ahead and continue now, that once the instrument is elevated to an institution, you go up to a Federal Reserve banking or a central banking system, you elevate an instrument, you transform an instrument, a medium of exchange, into an institution, a central bank. As soon as that transition has been made, according to Peter F. Drucker, the timeline of decay begins. And based on history and charts and statistics and trends, you can basically track how long that institution will last before it collapses. So we begin with a need. We come up and find an instrument, a medium of exchange, for instance, and then we convert that to an institution. And as soon as we make that transition into an institution, we start to go into decay. From that, we can understand better what our founders were saying, that from time to time, the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and that we need a refreshing revolution from time to time, because when we create the take the instrument, a need for liberty, we recognize our unequal status. We have to have liberty here. We can't live in total freedom. Otherwise, it would just be the bedlam that Thomas Hobbes spoke of in his Leviathan, all men at war against all men. So we agree that we'll use this instrument called liberty to effect that, and we'll have written laws, and that we will live under the rule of law, and the sovereigns give up some of their sovereignty and create a sovereign or supreme power, their government, to affect all of that. Right? A lot of words, but I'm trying to condense as much as I can. The machinery by which the sovereign power in a state expresses its will. It's the will of the people. It's the whole class or body of office holders or functionaries considered in the aggregate upon whom devolves the executive, judicial, legislative, and administrative business of the state. And there's case law to back this up in the fourth. They don't use the key codes. They lay it out right out for you. I won't bore you with the case law if you ever look them up. In a colloquial sense, the United States or its representatives considered as the prosecutor in a criminal action. That's the government. as in the phrase, the government objects to the witness. These are all just things that you can find in the Black's Law Dictionary. I had personal testimony from a friend of mine who is a lawyer. This is that lawyers use the Black's Law Dictionary primarily. Now, not all do. Some refer to Bouvier's. But in the courts, the Black's Law Dictionary pretty much takes the trump. Anyway, Westlaw, West Publishing. Federal government, what's this? Federal government, the government of the United States of America. Notice, the United States of America, not the United States. The federal government is the government of the United States of America, as distinguished from the governments of the several states. And again, look at the wording, the several states. They're still very close to the Constitution in here. At this time period, fresh back from World War I, World War II, and Korea, wouldn't be wise for the American Bar Association to reveal their hand. So they're still playing their cards close to their chest. Local government. The government or the administration of a particular locality. So we become vocal local. We influence directly our local governments and can, in fact, become that local government. Especially the governmental authority of a municipal corporation as a city or county. That's your clue. The counties also can be corporations, and that cities are corporations. Over its local and individual affairs, exercised in virtue of power delegated to it for that purpose by the general government of the state or nation. And again, we ought be the state, but we're not. It too is a corporation. It's all been changed around. A mixed government, a form of government combining some of the features of two or the three primary forms, monarchy, aristocracy, and democracy, a mixed government. You see, that's not a republic. That's a mixed government when you start talking about monarchy, aristocracy, or democracy. That's not what we have. Because here following immediately is this, republican government, one in which the powers of sovereignty are vested in the people. You see, it wasn't so long ago that this would be common knowledge and understanding. But through this process of this deliberate dumbing down, as Charlotte Isaby in her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, has expanded on greatly, in this process of the deliberate dumbing down in our education systems and in the media and etc., people have forgotten this. We know it. Not really preaching to the choir, though. One in which the power of sovereignty are vested in the people and are exercised by the people, either directly or through representatives chosen by the people to whom these powers are specially delegated. Now, we're going to need to come back to a time, I like to think of the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. We're going to need to come back to a time where we actually exercise either directly, that would be you there, or through representatives, come back to a time where we actually have representatives who represent who? We, the people. Not the legal fictions, the corporations, everlasting and all-knowing and omnipotent. No, no. Our government should be representing us. We are also the corporations. We are stockholders. We are bondholders. We are on their board of directors, etc. But each man and each woman, our government, represents us, not the corporation. The corporation is going to live or die on its profits and its merits, but they ought not have a place as a corporation in the electoral process. And we'll be right back. We'll go into state a little bit deeper and continue the day.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid projection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So, you know, you can set aside in your closets your bullets, your Bibles, your beans, and your bacon and everything else like that, and all your storage food, your water filters, and blah, 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 your bug-out bag and the rest. But on the other side, okay, as I've said in the past, on the other side of this inflationary period, this deflationary period, this hyperinflationary period, this depression of great magnitude, or whatever you want to call it, on the other side, I can't tell you where gold's going to open or close or where silver's going to be at, but I can with certainty tell you that there's going to be government. 99 9/10% absolute certainty that there is going to be government on the other side. Now, it's going to be a government of someone else's choosing, or it's going to be a government of our choosing. Well, what avail a man to survive through this kind of a torment to come out on the other side and be no better position to regain our sovereignty, if you will, as people, to be the state? It won't do us a bit of good. And we need to be prepared to be that replacement set. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, wherever you are, and teach others, such as I give to you freely, you give to others freely, and spread it out. Because we need to be active right where we are. When it gets down to door to door, if it gets down to house, when the real trouble comes, we need to be ready. Because the people that live around us who are living in la-la land are not ready. and their confusion will roll over you. You want to prepare yourself for emergencies, having to use that word after we talked so much about Federal Emergency Management Agency, all mitigation hazard, blah, blah, blah. If you want to be prepared, I would recommend that you prepare your worst enemy, which would be your stupid, hungry neighbor. Or I should perhaps say ignorant. Might be a very bright guy. Might be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. He might really be sharp. He just doesn't know what you know. And they're going to be looking for a quote-unquote leader. And they, as they sometimes say, you know, if you fall for that, you'll fall for anything. Let's go through a little bit more. Only got a few minutes to go. I'm not getting as far in this study as I wanted to today. Government de facto and government de jure. You've heard of this. Well, I'll give it to you again right out of this fourth edition of the Black's Law Dictionary. It's not very long. Paragraph each. Government de facto. What is it? What does it mean? A government of fact. A government actually exercising power and control in the state as opposed to the true and lawful government. All right? So if we, the people, originally, and even up into the 1950s when this Black's Law Dictionary was published, if we, the people, were understood to be the state, and we institute governments among ourselves to secure our the blessings of life, liberty, and property to us, we, the people, if we have a gangster in the house, and they take it over, they become a government of fact. In fact, the government. I mean, you can't touch the government. You can't touch the Fed. Your right to, you know, your state representative, your U.S. representative, they don't even respond to you. You can write them a letter, and they'll send you a response. It's like, God, did you even read what I wrote to you or not? Of course not. A government effect, a government actually exercising power and control in the state. And what do we remember from our studies of political parties? That the sole purpose, the primary, the high, the cheapest party, the purpose of a party, a political party, is to do what? To gain proximity to or complete control of what? Of government. That's what parties are all about. That's why we have to abolish the parties. We don't want the parties achieving, you know, seizing control of our government. That means we would have a coup every 2 or 4 years through these parties. But unfortunately, the parties are run by the corporations and are themselves corporations, or at least standing committees or continuing committees. Sorry. So it's a government not established according to the constitution of the state, or not lawfully entitled to recognition or supremacy, but which has nevertheless supplanted or displaced the government du jour. It's the government being run by the usurper, a government de facto. It's a government deemed unlawful or deemed wrongful or unjust, which nevertheless receives presently habitual obedience from the bulk of the community. These are the sheep. God, they're just loving it. They're sucking it up. Baby, roll it out. Give me some rent subsidies. I'm digging this. When do I get my new car? Government du jour. There's the difference. A government, you know, it's like soup du jour, a government of the day. Well, soup du jour. A government du jour. A government of right. It's not a government of fact. It's a government of right. We have rights, we have duties, and a government of right has a duty. It has absolute liability, not limited liability. A government of fact may only have limited liability. You've seen all the corporations, the LLCs. A government of right is a government du jour, the true and lawful government. We are the true and lawful government, none other. A government established according to the constitution of the state and lawfully entitled to recognition and supremacy and the administration of the state, but which is actually cut off from power or control. It's cut off from power or control. How is it done? By government. A government deemed lawful or deemed rightful or just, which nevertheless has been supplanted or displaced. That is to say, which receives not presently, although it received it formerly, habitual obedience from the bulk of the community. So the government du jour versus the government de facto. And there are lots of legal beagles out there that can go on and on and on endlessly and have you subscribe to their secret decoder rings, and they'll tell you all kinds of words, many, many words, without saying too much more than that. So now let's look at state. Same dictionary. Black's Fourth. 1951, something like that. No, what was it? What did I say it was? I'm sorry. Let me just turn back and look. I want to memorize that. 1968. All right, state. To express the particular of a thing. Let's go to the other, another one. Jump up. As a noun. State. Noun. A people permanently occupying a fixed territory, bound together by common law habits and custom into one body politic, exercising through the medium of an organized government independent sovereignty and control over all persons and things within its boundaries, capable of making war and peace and of entering into international relations with other communities of the globe. You see what a vastly different phrase that is. What is the state? It's a people. Not the government, the people. And so as we dialogue one with another and listen on radio broadcasts throughout the day and throughout the weekend and into next week, listen for that. How many people confuse state with government and fail to draw this distinction? Many. One of the component commonwealths of states of the United States of America. They used to be commonwealths or states. Massachusetts, I believe, is a commonwealth. Philadelphia, I believe, is a commonwealth. May be mistaken there. The term is sometimes applied also to governmental agencies authorized by the state, such as municipal corporations. You could call it the state. The people of a state, in their collective capacity, considered as the partly wronged by a criminal deed. And the next one, the section of territory occupied by one of the United States. And so the further away you go from the top of the article, the senses, the less strength these things have. The very first usage of words here is a people. The circumstances or conditions of being a thing at a given time. And then it goes on and talks about foreign states and states' evidence and states' offices and states' officers and state papers. And all of these things become part of this discussion. State officers is important. Those whose duties concern the state at large or the general public or who are authorized to exercise their official functions throughout the entire state without limitation to any political subdivision of that state. They are the state officers. And you can say the same about your county. And you can say the same about your city. But where does the county and the city receive their authority? They get it from the state. They get it from the state you dwell in, the one you live in permanently. A people permanently occupying a fixed territory. And it's a fixed territory. It's not something arbitrary, capricious. It has bounds. You can survey it in. You can set stakes on all the corners. Build monuments and say, this is Missouri. This is Oklahoma. This is Arkansas. This is Kansas. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed the presentation. We'll continue a little more with state tomorrow and then maybe get back to the Planning Commission. Until the next time, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.